Today is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Techies Day. It's National Boyfriend Day. National Fruit at Work Day. Yeah, I think I'm going to end with that one. A lot of those things, well, two of those things apply to me. I don't really like fruit all that much. I know it's weird, but fruit is, I can't really describe it. I mean, I will eat fruit, but I have found that I have started, fruit is very one note. It's sweet, and there's like nothing else, and so I add salt to it now. If I'm eating it on Weight Watchers, fruit is 0 points, and so there are times when I will eat fruit for a snack. Although I have been doing air popped popcorn, because that's also 0 points, and I do a little Pam, a little spray, just to make the salt stick, basically. That's also 0 points. So, again, 0 points. Although I saw on, I have a lady that I follow now on Instagram, and she's like a Weight Watchers expert, and she has all of these ideas for recipes and, you know, things that hacks that you can do in order to make things less points and to, you know, be able to enjoy your life. I don't know how Daniel does keto, because today Weight Watchers does charge you a lot of points for carbs. I will just say flat out, it's not keto because they allow you to have carbs, but it's kind of keto-ish because, and I know I've said this before, but bread is a lot of points, and if you get keto, then it's less points. So they're really steering you towards lower carbs, higher protein. And so I love carbs. Oh my gosh, I love carbs. I am a carb. Bread, I could just eat bread and chips. One of my favorite things to eat. Now, the peanut butter, I guess, is okay on keto, if I were guessing, because I think peanut butter is just mostly fat. Although I don't know, actually. I mean, sugar-free peanut butter, obviously. But I think nuts are okay on keto. If only I knew someone who was doing keto, or if I had some way of looking on the internet. But I don't, because I'm recording. But anyway. So, I mean, one of my favorite things to eat recently is just a piece of bread with peanut butter on it with chips of any kind, just some sort of crunch, because I really need crunch. But that is not... Peanut butter is a lot of points in Weight Watchers. Bread is a lot of points, and chips are a lot of points. So they want you to eat like a chicken breast with nothing, dipped in mustard or something like that. But, you know, because mustard is also 0 points. You can't dip it in ketchup because that's also got points. No mayonnaise, because mayonnaise, Auntie Scott, because that is also... Does it tickle you, Auntie Scott, that every time I say mayonnaise, I think of you and correct myself? It must. It must. It tickles me. Today I wanted carbs so bad. And you know what? I'm giving in. We're having spaghetti for dinner. It is what it is. We're going to have spaghetti. Screw it. We have a voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Hey, this is Tony in Illinois.
Hey,
I was
Tony.
Just calling because I was wondering, I didn't listen to the live event.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I heard that you were saying that you were going to put the recordings for the game show and some other things on the Pride 48 RSS feed or something. Can I get that through like Google Podcasts? Is that a separate feed than the Level 13 or whatever is... There's something special I got to do to get that through Google Podcasts. Just let me know. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, bye.
So I am a... So first of all, thank you for your call, Tony. Sorry it took me a few days to get it played. I kept forgetting that I had a voicemail because I have so few voicemails, folks, that I forget to check sometimes. Actually, I knew I had that one, but I kept forgetting. Anyway, regardless, now I've played it. I'm going to unstar it. There we go. You were starred for a while, Tony. So anyway, to answer your question, I feel like in life I have so much to do all the time, and most of it is by my own choice. I keep myself busy by my own choice. I've always been that way. You know, I can't just have one podcast. I have to have three podcasts, you know? Can't just do a podcast. Have to have a podcast network. Oh, also, I need five hobbies. Oh, by the way, I also need to play trumpet and have a job. And travel and all. I mean, none of it's bad, but I just keep myself busy. But anyway, regardless, I have a list of things from Pride 48 weekend that I need to do. One of them is to actually go in and get the recordings prepared for the things and all that. Because normally I will put up, for the entire schedule, I will put up a list of recordings. I don't know if anyone uses it. Probably no one uses it, and I spend hours doing this and like no one uses it. But anyway, normally do that, but I have not felt like doing anything. And then with not feeling well for the past 4 or 5 days, like I haven't really felt like doing anything. I now have taken on the editing of Mix Minus. And it's not bad because Daniel already had a template created in Adobe Audition. So I just use the template and I figure most of the stuff that he would normally do to tweak the audio is in the template. So I'm hoping I get very few complaints from him. I know you listen to this, Daniel. But anyway, I've taken that on and it took me a little while, on Sunday because I was trying to learn how to do, well, just get used to doing it because I always edit my show, but my show is two tracks. I just pull them in, boomity bang, and it's done. Takes me 5 minutes, but I needed to do the audio and then sync it to the video and then render the video and like all this kind of stuff. And so there were some things to do. But getting back to Tony's question, because I didn't forget, Tony. Yes, it will. So they're not there yet. So keep looking back. I'll try to remember to mention it either on Geeky Gay or Mix Minus. Maybe I'll do one tonight. I'm not promising, but maybe, you know, maybe I will do one tonight. But they're not there now. So, but yes, it is a podcast and it should be available wherever podcasts are found. It's a feed. It's a podcast feed. It's Pride 48 Network Shows. So if you just type in Pride 48 Network Shows, and my phone is downstairs. I can't check. But I know on Pocket Cast, if I search for Pride 48 Network Shows, it comes right up. It's got the Pride 48 logo. It's mostly State of the Station recordings, but that I will release the opening show, closing show, game show. That's probably it. Probably those things. I'm trying to think if there was anything else, but at least those three things I will do on the feed. Also, if you go to Pride, I'm looking here. If you go to pride48.com and I'm trying to remember the navigation. If you go to events, annual live streaming, there's a live streaming 2023 event. On that page, eventually, I will put the recordings of at least that stuff, but maybe everything. It's just going to take me a little bit of time. So, and little bit is relative. So I can't give you an exact time. Sorry. But it'll be there. Pride 48 Network shows, and it'll just show up. When I add it, it'll just show up in your feed catcher of choice and Google Podcasts or whatever, and you'll be able to listen to it. So I edited on the week. I'm trying to remember now what we talked about yesterday. I edited Mix Minus on the weekend. Mark and I did. I did not record Throwing Down because I wasn't feeling very well. Mark and I did walk a couple of times on the weekend. So that was got some exercise. And that's about it. We went to eat at a tapas place. But I feel like we talked about that on yesterday's episode. So, yeah. All right, well, I will end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.